Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 11,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school, congratulations on the resurrection of the Lord. Jesus took our sins and died a wretched death on the cross. And on the third day after his burial, it was the morning of the day after the Sabbath. Mary Magdalene and Virgin Mary visited the tomb with sorrow, but they heard something unbelievable from an angel. Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 to 6 says, the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. As the angel said, there were only the linen wrappings and the face cloth which had been on his head. The face cloth was rolled up in a place as if somebody had rolled it. What took place that day about 2,000 years ago brought to an awakening and changed numerous people, including the disciples and the two women who witnessed the empty tomb. Your lives and my life, too, have been changed completely by faith in the Lord's resurrection. In this message, I'd like us to remember once again what lessons the Lord's resurrection provides to us. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be full of the hope of resurrection and experience more positive changes. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord's resurrection, first of all, lets us realize there is an eternal life. In Silicon Valley in the United States, which is a home to many startup and global technology companies, there is research to extend human life to 100 and even to 500 years. It is not only Qin Shi Huang Di in the 3rd century BC, but even for people of today, one of their greatest interests is to overcome aging and diseases to live longer. Furthermore, they continue to study and research ways to overcome death itself and live forever. While scientists do their research, ordinary people invest a lot of time and money to keep their youth. Why do they do so? It's because they believe the life on this earth is all there is. Increasingly more people are living just to fulfill their lusts, thinking life is short and there is just this one life for you to enjoy, so they have to enjoy as much as possible now. Such thoughts are spreading very quickly, especially among the younger generations. For example, many young people today do not feel the need to save money or exercise self-control to prepare for the future. They think it's better to spend their time, energy, and money enjoying the moment as much as they can. However, they are not able to enjoy true happiness no matter how much they try. It's because they always have fear of death, or in other words, their limited lifespan. Especially nowadays, we see the continuous disasters, which are signs of the end time, as prophesied in Matthew 24. Would there be anyone who could say, I'm an exception, I'm safe? Even in South Korea, we have recently experienced drought, earthquakes, and big fires. We could feel that these disasters could hit us anytime. Brothers and sisters, we are living in this kind of world, but your situation is quite different from that of the unbelievers. What is the reason? It's because you believe in resurrection. The Lord became the first fruit and an example of resurrection. Jesus was born on this earth with a physical body just like ours. Though he was killed at the hands of evil people, he was resurrected. It's because he did not have any sin at all. As Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, death can come only as the wages of sin. So, the power of death could not overcome Jesus who was sinless. Jesus did not only resurrect, but also taught us the way to participate in it and how to obtain a life that is eternal. John chapter 11 verses 25 to 26 says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Namely, if we believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, even though our physical body dies, it'll be revived when the Lord comes back again. For this reason, the Bible says that those who died believing are not dead but asleep. Just as Jesus resurrected, the believers will also rise from their graves as if waking up from sleep and be caught up to heaven. Their bodies will be transformed into resurrected bodies. These bodies will meet and combine with their spirits that come down with the Lord in the air. Those who receive the Lord alive will put on the resurrected body while they are being caught up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14 to 17 says, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. However, for you to believe in the Lord and participate in the resurrection, you must not forget what it is to believe in the Lord. As you've heard so many times already, to believe in the Lord is not to believe with just your mind or just with your lips. Some people, they say they believe, but just has only knowledge. So pastors, leaders, you should be able, you are able to discern between whether they have knowledge, faith, or real faith from the heart. Those who believe from heart, they will be healed right away if they receive the prayer. But those who are not, those who don't have the true faith, they can't be healed. So you have to make them, let them repent thoroughly so that they can be healed. It is to believe all the words of the Lord in heart and put them into practice. By having such true faith, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will participate in resurrection and eternal life. My older brother passed yesterday. After a long time, he said something that pleased me. He said he had the faith with which he could believe from heart. Before that, until then, he saw a lot of signs and wonders, so he had the knowledge, he knew it, but honestly, he said he couldn't believe from heart. So I was, I was concerned about him. And I was wondering, why is it that he couldn't believe from heart, even though he had witnessed a lot of so many signs and wonders? And because he couldn't believe from heart, although he knew because he saw everything. So I was concerned that he had to believe from heart so he could be saved. And last week, he said he began to believe from heart. Before that, even if he tried to believe, he couldn't believe it from heart. But now, he said he could believe from heart, and then soon he passed away. And he drew his last breath sitting down in so much peace, so comfortable. And my sister-in-law, his wife, she came back from the Daniel prayer meeting, and she saw him sitting down, and he thought maybe he was sleeping, but he passed away. So I was thinking, my biological father and mother, in my mother's case, she died without any pain, in peace. And my brother also, his age was 80, and he died in peace without having any pain. And not just them, but if I look around, if they don't commit sins leading to death, works of the flesh, and when they die, they don't get sick, and they don't have to go to the hospital. And God takes their soul away in peace. I see that a lot. So you also have to think about this. Why are you sick? Why am I sick? Why do I have to go to the hospital? Why do I have to get a surgery? Some people, they don't, while some others, they don't get sick at all. If you really live by the Word of God, maybe in the past, those who didn't commit sins leading to death or other works of the flesh, even in the past, you know, when God takes their soul, then God does that in peace. And also, those whose spiritual eyes opened the days said, he received the blessing of Abraham, just like his nephew Lot received blessing. This my brother also received a blessing coming from the shepherd, so God blessed him to go to a better heavenly dwelling place. And I will let you know more specifics later. So, to believe in the Lord is not to believe with just your mind or just with your lips. It is to believe all the words of the Lord in heart and put them into practice. By having such true faith, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will participate in the resurrection and eternal life. Dear brothers and sisters, the resurrection of the Lord, secondly, lets us realize that all the hard work done in the Lord will be repaid. All the hard work done in the Lord will be repaid. Concerning the resurrection, today's reading passage says, it is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. What is perishable refers to all the physical things that decay and become corrupt. There is nothing that lasts forever in this world. Just think about every physical thing you have. All such things eventually perish and disappear. However, the Lord says that if we sow such perishing things for the Lord, we will get imperishable things. For example, the physical body will age and get sick and eventually die, even if we care for it with every means possible. But if we work for the Lord with this body, He will give us back a spiritual body that does not perish. Also, He will give us rewards, comfort us, and praise us. It's just as He promised in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done." It's not only about physical body, but also all the material things of this world. No matter how much money you have, it's no value once you die. A great amount of money can also disappear overnight. But what if we sow these material things for the kingdom of God? God will give us back precious things that never disappear in the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew 6:20, Jesus said, "But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal." Unlike what is stored up on this earth, the material things you sow for God's kingdom will be stored up in your dwelling place in heaven, and they will never disappear. So these rewards will be the materials with which to build your houses in heaven, and all the rewards in all the things, furniture and everything in the house. In heaven, even the road we step on is made of gold. After I come back from mountain prayer house, I will deliver messages on New Jerusalem. I've talked about angels, the heaven, spiritual realm, and then I will talk about New Jerusalem, what the beauty is, what kind of life you live there, how, what kind of rest and entertainment you'll have. And this book, Heaven, is published and distributed all over the world. And probably I'm the person who knows about heaven the most. And I will talk about New Jerusalem. Unlike what is stored up on this earth, the material things you sow for God's kingdom will be stored up in your dwelling place in heaven, and they will never disappear. In heaven, even the road we step on is made of gold. So, how much more precious and brilliant would be the dwelling place and the rewards that will be given to those who have, those who gave everything they have on this earth for the Lord? If we give our time for the Lord, He will pay us back with the eternity and eternal life in heaven. When we work hard for the Lord on this earth, we might not have enough time to eat or sleep. Sometimes it's difficult to get a little bit of time to have a short chat with our beloved ones. The Lord will remember all these things and comfort us and reward us later. He is preparing everything in heaven, including our houses, so that we will be able to take a good rest or invite our beloved ones and enjoy happy moments together. John 14 verses 2 to 3 says, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Brothers and sisters, there is something you need to give to the Lord before your body, time, and money. It is the foreskin of your heart. It means you have to circumcise your heart of all that has the foul odor of sins and evil. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 says, "The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick." Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and remove the foreskins of your heart." The foreskin is of the flesh. So cutting off the foreskin involves pain of cutting off the flesh. If his children nevertheless circumcise their hearts in this way, God the Father gives them anything they want. Even right now, suppose you circumcise your heart and you become sanctified, and God gives you anything. God promised in so many places in the Bible that He will give us anything as we ask. The rewards for those souls that have been faithful with circumcision of heart will be completely different from the rewards for those who have been faithful without circumcision of heart. There are people who are faithful with their body, but what I'm talking about is the circumcision of heart. You have to be faithful, we have to work hard with the circumcision of heart. Therefore, I ask you to diligently and unsparingly sow before the Lord all the things that are perishable. In so doing, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will reap abundant harvest in heaven, namely the non-perishable spiritual body and eternal rewards. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord's resurrection, thirdly, lets us know that the sufferings we take up for the Lord will turn into our glory. If you suffer anything for the sake of the Lord, then it'll be your blessing. Of all those who lived on this earth and entered heaven, who do you think has the greatest honor? It's Jesus. Jesus fulfilled His duty as the Savior on this earth and received the glory to sit on the right hand of God. Before He received this highest honor, He had to suffer the harsher sufferings than anybody. He took the form of a bond servant and served everybody and fulfilled the will of God by obeying to the point of death. Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 to 11 says, although He existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself, taking the form of a bond servant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit, but He still had a human body. So He was hungry, thirsty, and tired from time to time. He felt all the pains while He was being crucified. Because He came in a human body, the evil ones despised Him just looking at His appearance. Eventually, they crucified Him. Jesus took all these sufferings quietly. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7 says, He was oppressed and He was afflicted, yet He did not open His mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so He did not open His mouth. Such harsh sufferings were repaid as indescribable glory. His skin was rough due to the strong sunshine and winds of the desert. His body was skinny because He didn't eat or sleep well. Yet His body was transformed into a beautiful body through resurrection. Jesus was despised on this earth, but He is lifted as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Our Lord wants to share this glory of resurrection with all the souls. Luke chapter 22 verse 30 says, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. This verse contains his earnest wish. But before he said that, there was a condition. Verses 28 and 29 says, you are those who have stood by me in my trials, and just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you, namely the glory of eating at the Lord's table, will go to those who have stood by him in all his trials and who suffered together with him to accomplish the kingdom of God. Most disciples of Jesus took this way of sufferings. After they met the resurrected Lord of glory and received the Holy Spirit, they became even braver and willingly went the way of martyrs. All the hardships they received were repaid to them as glory. However, today's reading passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41 says, there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For star differs from star in glory. Glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, and glory of the stars, and different glories among the stars. The light that each resurrected body emits will be different depending on the glory of each one. In summer retreats, we had this session of deliverance, and there were so many demon-possessed people. The demons recognize. They couldn't all express everything, but when the prayer devotees, they gathered together to drive away the demons, the demons, they all recognized. If you have great faith or little faith or good-hearted person or not, how do they recognize all those differences? Whether they have faith or not, or if they are committing sins or not. In my 36 years of ministry, the demons, they always shiver and shake, and they can't even look at me, even 36 years ago. Because they recognize me. So even before the opening of the church, so many demon-possessed people came to me from all of the country. So I drove them all away. And there was just one from Masan. Just right before it was driven out, he ran away. So, but other than him, all the demons were driven out. And they recognize these differences. Sometimes they are lying demons. So they lie so very well. But the church members, at that time they were new believers, so they couldn't see it. So near the stove, these lying demons, they tell very interesting stories, exciting stories, so they listen to them. People, ordinary people, they listen to them. But the church members at the time, they didn't recognize that it was a demon. So he was a demon. And I received a note that somebody is talking in the church, and it's a bit suspicious. So when I went up to check, and he became so quiet. She became so quiet. I heard she was talking, telling a lot of interesting stories, but she just kept her mouth shut. And I heard that other people were telling me, she was telling us such an interesting story. She was talking so much, and then as soon as you came in, she stopped talking. And they would know the moment I start from the basement to go up to the sanctuary. And these demons, they try to deceive and tempt the people. So when they don't have enough faith, the demons, they know whether they committed sins or not. And how do they so easily recognize those things? When you go to heaven, some people go to paradise, some others, first kingdom, second kingdom, third kingdom of heaven, and New Jerusalem. So suppose everybody gathers together. According to the rank, you have to be seated. Because suppose that there is the banquet given by the Father, God, so you'll be seated according to the rank, order, and everybody recognize that order, even in heaven. If you are in the first kingdom, second kingdom, or third kingdom, New Jerusalem, everybody recognizes everybody. Suppose, even though the body itself is 33 years old, the same body, how do they know? Because it's because the glory is different. The light is different. Because the glory of the sun, glory of the moon, glory of the star, and different glories among different stars. So the light is different, so everybody recognizes everybody. So when I used to make visitations to the homes, on the homes of the believers, even the dogs recognize me, especially in countryside. They have many of the houses, they have dogs on the yard, and sometimes, you know, when there are some very aggressive dogs, when they bark so much, you know, when you show my photo to them, they just put their tails down and try to run away or something like that. How do they know? They recognize it by the light. Demons, they recognize each person by the light. Strong light or the weak light or kind of a dark aura. So, you know, they will be afraid of a man of spirit. So those who are demon-possessed, they know if you committed sins. So that's why they try to deceive, tempt those who committed sins. So they recognize each person by the light, because the light of the glory is all different from person to person. There are strong lights, brighter lights, and also there are different colors of lights too, but I will explain in more detail later. So when you, in my case, they recognize me right away, and nobody, no demon has ever protested me. When I say anything, they just obey. Even in other countries. In great meetings where millions of people gathered, when I stand on the pulpit, I hear the screams, especially in case of India. In total, 3 million people gathered, and I could hear the screams. When I was entering the arena, at the entrance, I could hear the screams. And later I heard from the organizers that, you know, those are demon-possessed, they scream and weep. So when I drive away the devil, enemy Satan and devil, they become quiet because they worship a lot of idols. You know, they have so many gods in India. So when I pray for them to be quiet and drive away demons, they all go away, and then from that time, there's no more screaming because the demons are gone, so they don't disturb the people or the crusade anymore? So just in the beginning of the crusade, you know, they know that it's time for them to be driven out. They know I'm there, and they know that they have to go out. So that is why they scream so much. And when I, after I pray, they all go out, and the meeting, the crusade, will be smooth. Also, because there are many sorcerers, black magic. So even before I arrived in India, there were some things, sometimes some idols, you know, idols being torn down or being destroyed. And they were doing some kind of ritual sorceries to stop me from coming, because they knew they were going to be driven out once I came. But when I prayed, they had to go away, and so many people were healed and saved. So please do not commit sins. Just live in the light, live in the Word of God. Then the enemy devil won't be able to disturb you, your family, your business. If you just walk in the light, then they won't be able to disturb you. And also you pray. But because you don't, you get disturbed by Satan, and if you commit grave sins and you can't be protected, and you might face disasters. But unless you commit very grave sins, God always protects you from disasters. But if you commit the sins leading to death, great sins, then that is why you can't be protected. For the last 36 years of my ministry, and this is precise, it is so accurate all the time. Did I talk about my mother? My mother and physical father? My father passed at 80-something, my mother passed away at 91. And they never went to the hospital, they had never taken any medicine. They were never sick since my childhood. Why? Even though they didn't believe in Jesus Christ very well, only after I accepted the Lord, my mother abolished all the idols and everything. Even before that, because they lived such a good life, they didn't do anything evil, they didn't harm anybody, they didn't have any deceit. So that is why they didn't get sick or had to go to the hospital. Those who live by the Word of God, all mommy members, even though they are old, senior, they are still healthy. We have many members who are way over, above 90 or even more than 100. And those who live by the Word of God, they are healthy, they are protected by God. And when they die, they die of natural cause, aging, and not because of any disease. And until they pass away, they are healthy. So my older brother, who passed away yesterday, he didn't do anything evil. So he just passed away in peace, sitting down. So even before he passed away, he said, "I could believe from the heart." Before that, he knew, but he couldn't really believe it in the heart. But he said he could believe in the heart, and then soon he passed away. So I knew that he was saved and he could go to a little better heavenly dwelling place. And so he did. So what I'm saying is the glories are all different, and the demons can recognize these different glories. Those who can't be saved due to the sins that can't be saved, it means they are seen as dark and black in spirit. And in God's sight, how do they look? In God's sight, there is a foul odor, stinks. So when you pray, God doesn't accept all the prayers, every prayer. God doesn't accept the prayer of the sinners. Because God has a hard time hearing the prayers of those who committed sins. Why? Because there is foul odor. God accepts the aroma, spiritual aroma. And it is not aroma, but it is a foul odor. So when you pray, if you committed any sin, you have to repent before you get into any prayer. Otherwise, God, the Father, you know, what He hates is this foul odor, sins, and that is why if I harbor sins in my heart, God will not hear. God just turns His face away. Sometimes you can see on TV some food, and I can smell the food. It is in the TV, but I can smell it. What is on the table, I can smell it. So I ask, I tell the people, it's not good. And how much clearer, how much more clearly would God the Father feel this odor and every aroma and everything? So please believe me when I say this. Everything I say is true. So if you committed sins, please repent before you pray. So your prayers can be accepted by God. And without repentance, God cannot accept this foul odor. Because He has to accept the aroma. So even in heaven, you can have discernment and distinction by seeing the colors of lights or the brightness of the lights. You can see whether they're from the first kingdom, second kingdom of heaven, or third kingdom of heaven, or New Jerusalem. And you've already heard about all this. The light that each resurrected body emits will be different depending on the glory of each one. Is there any of you who is suffering for the Lord's name's sake? The hardship each one goes through is different in various ways. But just remember that the magnitude of hardships you receive for the Lord is proportionate to the magnitude of glory that you will receive. Also, please remember Romans chapter 8, verse 18 that says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. In any hardship, I pray in the name of the resurrected Lord of glory, Jesus Christ, that you will win the victory with joy." Through the broadcasting, I was persecuted so much for no reason without a cause, but just as God said, that soon after that, it is all your blessing. You'll be repaid with blessings. Then, after some time, you begin to receive blessings right away. Such tremendous blessings. So after 98 and 99, the broadcasting, then right from the 2000, the year 2000, we began to go out to overseas crusades, beginning with Uganda. And I was reported by CNN. And we could have crusades with some millions of attendants in total for a single event. And I've always broadcast all the crusades I conducted through satellites and everything, internet and everything. So when as many as up to 220 countries all over the world. And after going through all these hardships, such tremendous blessings were given to me, given to the church. Right from the next year. So, that's what you've experienced altogether. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord's resurrection gives us conviction and hope about our eternal life and the rewards and glory that will be given to us. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will always remember the resurrection of the Lord and participate in resurrection. Let us pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear, and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bones of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God. I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.